Vayitern Shas Rin Daf Chaf Zayin, picking up by a brand new Mishnah about six lines down. We're going to see a machlokas in Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in reference to different ideas of the sukkah, and that's going to pretty much take us through the Daf to Amud Beis, where we're going to have backs and forth within them, and then we're going to go into a bunch of Tanur Rabbanans about Rabbi Eliezer and a few miscellaneous. Okay, let us begin. Zuk the Heilige Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba'as Sudas Chayav Adam Lecha B'Sukkah. There are 14 Sudas that one has to eat over Sukkahs in the Sukkah. Night, day, through 7 days. Right? So it comes up to 14 Sudas. Achas B'Yom, Achas B'Layla. One during the day, one during the night. V'chachamim Omer, V'cham say, no. Ein ledover kitzva. They said there's no actual amount that you have to be eating over there. Rashi says if you want even fast, then we don't go ahead and say that a person is going to eat. The only thing is that you have to eat inside of the sukkah. But if you don't want to eat, so don't eat. Chutz me'il yomta rishon shel chag bavad, except for the first yontif of chag, the first night that you have to go ahead. Shena rashai l'sanos, Rashi says, like the Umar is going to speak out, you're not allowed fast. You actually have to have the first night in the sukkah. Ve'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, vayter. Mishlo ocha Lil Yom Tov Rishon, someone who didn't have the first night, Yashlim Lil Yom Tov Achon Shel Chag, they can go and they can fix it up by eating on the very last night. Rashi says, Sudasa Zos be Yom Tov Achron Bishmini Atzeres. V'afle Bishenu B'Sukkah, even though it's not in the Sukkah, the Gemara is going to go and ask a Kolkash on that. V'chachamim, they say, in the Davar Tashlumin, no, there's no such thing over there, ain't no Tashlumin, because you don't even have to, even if you missed it out, then you can't fix it up. V'al Zed Namar, because even they agree you have to have it on the first night, but if you miss the first night, this, the Pasuk says, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, this is something which is messed up, that it can't be made and fixed, and is a loss which you're not able to go and be counted. In other words, sorry, you try, you didn't get it done, no way to fix it. Okay, now, fact the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what is Pshat Rabbi Eliezer that he says is shtick about 14 sudas? He says, Teishvu kein tuduru. The Pasuk says that Pasuk was Teishvu shivas yamim, and Teishvu is kein tuduru. You should be sitting there just like you're during the year. Ma dira achas b'yom achas b'layla. It was normal back in the day that they would have two sudas a day. So just like when you sit in your house, you have two sudas. Af sukkah achas b'yom achas b'layla. So when you're in your sukkah, you have one during the day, one during the night. Okay, for Rabbanim, what do they say back? They say, Kedira, in the Chinami, just like your deer, just like you live. Madira, if you want, you can eat. If you want, you don't eat. So too, when it comes to Sukkah, Sukkanami, if you want to eat, you eat. If not, then not. You're not forced to have it. So it's Gemara, Ihachi, that if you're a little Yom Tov Rishon Nami, then what's Pshat in the Chacham, they say you have to eat the first night. Even the first night, you shouldn't have to eat, even in the Sukkah. Says the Gemara, to answer up from Nemer Khan Chamisha Asar, it says over here by Sukkot, it says Chamisha Asar. The Nemer Chamisha Asar by Chagamatzos, and it says the 15th on Chagamatzos, on Pesach. Ma laholon layla rishon chol, but just like over there, the first night is a chiyuv. Mikan ve'elich rishos, but from then on it's a rishos, you're not chayiv to go ahead and eat matzah. Afkan, here also, when it comes to Sukkah, Slayla Rishon Chova, Mikan Ve'elech Rishus. From now, it's only the first night, it's going to be a Chiyuv, and from then on, it is a Rishus. If you want to, yes, if not, then not. V'hosaminon, how do we know Tak over there that there's a Chiyuv to eat matzah on the first day? Amakar, the Pasuk says, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos. On the night, you shall eat matzos. Akos of Kavu Chova, Pasuk is giving and setting it up as a Chiyuv to go and have it on the first night. Okay, Vodam Rabbi Lezer came along and he said a little bit further. It comes and he says that if you mess up and you miss the first night, then you make it up in the last night, which is Shmini Atzeres, which is already outside of Pesach. Pesach. It's definitely outside of Pesach, 6 months after. It's already outside of Sukkot. And says the Gemara, V'ha'am Rabbi Eliezer, Arba Asrei Sudas Chayav Adam Lecha B'Sukkah, Yifdi 14 in the Sukkah, Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla, one during the day and one during the night. But we have a bit of a problem now, because on Shmini Atzeres, we don't sit in the Sukkah. Rashi says, V'kivin D'Yom Achron Lo B'Sukkah Yosef, we don't sit over there. V'im Yashav Bal L'Shem Mitzvah, if you sat there for the Mitzvah, overal Bal Tosif, you're over in Isser Bal Tosif, you're adding on Mitzvos. Maya Shlomo D'Sukkah Ika Hachas, how is this being Masham for the Sukkah itself? Oh, bit of a problem. What you going to do now? Says Gemara, Amar Bira, Amar of Amir. Bira was the name of a person, says Rashi, Shem Chacham. Says Chazabar Bira. So Bilezer, he pulls back from what he said over here. In Taka, you actually don't have to have 14 meals in the sukkah altogether. Rashi says, Chazabar Bileza, Itzah Chachamim Lomer, Shein Ledover Kitzva, Ve'im Ratz Lesanus, Isana, Chutzme Leyom Tov Arbishon. You have to eat on the first night. That's what they're arguing over. Polygalayev. The Chazavi Yeshla Tashlomin, the Bilezer, even though he argues, he agrees with him that it's fine, it's not 14 sudas, and we're backing out of that, and really everyone knows it's only a chiv in the first night. Well, they do argue on is, can you have tashlum? And Acham say you can't, but the religious says you can. Kamosh is tashlum, the karbonos, yom rishon, af yom tovachron, just like the carbon chagiga that you bring on every yontif, if you didn't do it right away, you have 7 days to fix it up. This too, you could do it even after the fact. So therefore, it doesn't even have to be done in the sukkah itself, but you do have to go ahead and finish it off, even as it being a shmini atzeres, but it's not in the sukkah. Mashlim b'mayim. Now the question is, what are you being mashlim with when you're doing tashlumin on this? You're fixing up what you did. What exactly are you eating? Ilema b'rifta. If you want to say that you're eating bread, right? That what do you do? It says Rashi, klomar tomar. You want to say that sudas yom tova achron, that you're having a bread v'lifta and v'tzarchi sudat tashlumin rishon. Let's say everything you're eating then is for a tashlumin for the first day. Can't be. Why? Because suda de yom ikachil. There's a suda of shmini atzeres itself. So you eating on shmini atzeres on the night, you know, right after Sukkot ends, the Shmini Atzeres starts, and having a suda over there, that's a suda for Shmini Atzeres itself. So that clearly isn't going to be a tashlumen. Rashi says, "Umay heker yesh kan shtei l'shem suda rishona." Hello, darkulis of the yom. That is no more way of doing it. There's no heker over here. You're doing it as a tashlumen. Elamay yashlum. What does it mean? Yashlum b'mine targima. You should fix up with different types of targima. Rashi says, "La'achish silko yaviu parparos." Everything you go and they take away the suda, the silek, you get whatever you're eating. You're bringing all the different delicious type of things like peiros and different fruits and kusnin, the kaflotos, muvushalos. These are all different types of foods that you have over there, cooked leeks and things of the sort, right? So that's what you go out and you fix it up with. So it backs us up. Im hishlan b'minei tagima yotza. If you're maslam with me, and tagiba, there's different things, you're going to be yotzei. Rashi goes on further, says, in kol shekein, if you're kovas sudah shniya b'lechem abasar, you finish your suda, and then you bench, and then after you're done, you start another suda, and that suda is going to be tashlumin. Meaning, you could do just targima, but end up doing that, kol shekein, that's going to be a hecker. Zakt the Gemara. Story time. Shal apotropos shal agripas hamelech is Rabbi Eliezer. The apotropos is the one who takes care of everything in the house. He asked, he was a mamuna al shalo v'rav beso shakarin shakalak. Boom, shakalak. Anyway, this guy was who looked over Agrippa Samel's stuff, and he asked the following, Kigonani, someone like me, she'eni rogelecho el suda achas b'yam. I only have one meal a day. Ma'u she'ochel suda achas b'yapater. Can I only have one suda, and then that's all I need to eat. Now, obviously talking about when Rabbi Yasser wasn't yet chozer. Right, because we know he was chozer, you only have to have one suda altogether the first night, and that's it you have to have. So what is this question? This is going before he was chozer, and therefore he was asking when he said 14 sudas, can I have one a day instead of two? So Amar Lo, he says back to him, V'chol yom v'yom atam mamshich kama parparos echvoratzimcha. Every single day you have all these delicious types of foods, which opens up and whets the appetite, opens up the stomach, and it draws you to go out and have bread and to eat. V'achsho v'natsukas yatam mamshich parparos achas echvot kondcha. You can do a little bit more just in order to, you know, serve your Lord, to give honor to Hashem. Have all the delicious stuff, eat your meal, leave over a little bit and have the delicious stuff again. And then you'll want to have another meal and then do it for Hashem. Vo'ot sholu, they came and they asked another question. They came and asked, Kigonani, what about me? She yeshli shtei nashim, a person has two wives. Achas v'tariya, v'achas v'tzipori. I have one wife in Tveria, one wife in Tzipori. And therefore, v'yeshli shtei sukkos, I have two different sukkos. Achas b'tferia, v'achas b'tzipori. Ma'u she'etzei m'sukka lo sukka ve'epater. Can I go from one sukkah to another sukkah and be able to fulfill my mitzvah? Rashi says, lecho v'yishan ayom b'zu u'lamacha b'zu. I switch from one sukkah to the next sukkah, and therefore I'm doing what I gotta be doing. Is that allowed? Amulo, he said back to him, lo, no good, can't do it. Shani Omer, I say, kol yotzei m'sukka lo sukka, and who goes from one sukkah to another sukkah, bitel mitzvasa shel rishona, is mevatel the mitzvah of the first one. Rashi says, afilu yamim sha'avru alav kvar ibdan l'mafreya, you lose out on the days, let's say you sat in the sukkah for days 1, 2, and 3, then for 4, 5, 6, 7, you go on another one, you even lose out on 1, 2, and 3, ve'enu mitzvah, k'dielafel kamon, shetzarech leishiv kol zayin b'sukkah achas, says Rashi, you have to sit for 7 days in one sukkah. So you can't can't be switching from one sukkah to another sukkah. Tanya, we have a braisa which says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eliezer comes along and he says, beep, turn the page. Chaf zayin amud beis. Ain yotzin misukkah l'sukkah. A person can go from one sukkah to another sukkah. Rashi says to eat in one and this is sleep in another one. Or even one day to sleep and eat and another day go to another one. Can't do it. Veinosin sukkah b'chol shamoid. You can't make a sukkah on chol hamoid itself. We learned this earlier. Chamorim, they say yotzin misukkah l'sukkah. You can't go from one sukkah to another. Veosin sukkah b'chol shamoid. You can make the sukkah on chol hamoid. There's nishkin a problem. You can do such a thing. So you have a nice little machlokas here. V'shavin. But they both agree, she'im nafla, that let's say the sukkah that you made broke down, it fell down, that, she'chozer bonuk ke'chol ha'moed, then you're allowed to go ahead and build it on chol ha'moed. That even the Rabbi Eliezer is going to be maskim to, because you already made it before. But the difference here is whether you didn't make it, and then you want to go and make it on chol ha'moed itself, that the Chum says yes, Rabbi Eliezer says no. My time to Rabbi Eliezer. Why, what's the problem here? Why can't you make it on chol ha'moed, even if it didn't break down? What's the problem? Amar Kar, he says, because the pasuk says, Chag Hasukos Ta'aseh L'cha Shevet Yamim. Shall make the Chag of Sukkos for yourself 7 days, which means what? Asei Sukkah Haru'uya L'sheva. You got to make a Sukkah that is ro'oy, that is fit, for 7 days. And Rashi points out that if you make your Sukkah on Chol Hamoed, it's clearly not going to be done for 7 days. And similarly, if you go from one Sukkah to another Sukkah, then you're not going to be in a Sukkah for 7 days. For Abanim, what do they do? Hachikam Rachman. I say, no, this is what the Torah is telling you. Asei Sukkah b'chag. What does it mean when it says Chag Asukos Tase L'chag? It means make a Sukkah on the Chag. So therefore, it's not a problem to even do it on Chol Hamoed itself. V'shavim, both are maskim, Shem Nafel, if it falls down, Shechozu Bono Osa B'chol Shemoed, you can go and rebuild it on Chol Hamoed. It's like Pshita, obviously. Like, well, what's the Chiddush over here? Right, the person goes ahead and they rebuild it. You end up having, as Rashi points out, you're gonna have a sukkah for 7 days. It's seemingly saying to rebuild it itself. As Gemara, Ma'u de Tema, Hayachrisei, maybe you come and say, no, this is considered a different sukkah, and therefore Ve'ena L'Shiva, and did not end up having 7 days. Kamash Malon, that's not the case. Comes out if you rebuild it. A discussion in Rishonim about this, but seemingly even if you built a different one, not the same one that just fell down, but you built another one in place, it takes on that place and it continues from there. Tanya, we learned in a braiso, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kishem Shein Adam Yotzi Chavasa Biyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Belula Belulvo Shel Chavero, just like a person can't be Yotzi on the first day of Yontif with a lulav of his friend, as the pasuk says, Dichsev, Ulakachtam Lachem Biyom Rishon, you have to take for yourselves on the first day, Pre Eitz Hadar, which is talking about a Esrog, Kapos Tamarim, and bring along with that a, something, Kapos Tamarim is a branch from the, from a date tree, from, Tamar, you know, palm tree, in other words known as a lulav, Mishalachem, it's got to be yours and only yours, Kach Ein Adam Yotze, Yidei Chavasa B'sukkah, B'sukkaso Shechavero, so too a person won't be Yotze the mitzvah with a sukkah of his friend, right, it's got to be yours, as the pasuk says, Tichsev, Chag Hasukos Ta'ase L'cha Shivas Yamim. Mishalcha, it's got to be from yours. Rashi points out when it says Lachem, Mishalachem, by the Lulav, it's coming to be Motzi, Lahotzi, it's a Gazul, it's a Shol, it can't be stolen, and it can't be something which is borrowed. So too, he says the same thing is applicable to a sukkah itself. You have to have your own sukkah, it can't be borrowing, or a stolen sukkah. What does it mean, stolen sukkah? And pick up some of the sukkah and walk away with it. It means the stolen, like wood or material that you build a sukkah with. The Chachamim argue, they say, Afa Bisha Amru, Ein Adam Yotzi De Chavaso, B'yom Tov Rishon, B'lulu Shel Chavero, Ava Yotzi De Chavaso, B'sukasa Shel Chavero. Even though you're right that it doesn't work with the lulu of your friends, it will work with your own sukkah, and with the sukkah of your friends. The Chsev, as the Pasuk says, Kol Ha'ezach B'Yisrael, Yeshu B'sukos. All the Ezach, all the citizens of Israel have to dwell in the and chill out and chill in the sukkah, dwell in the sukkah. Rashi says the mashma sukkah achas, right? But it says sukkos, it's written in Lashon with it's chaser without the vavs. But sukkah achas l'chol yisol shiyashu baze achazer v'yev sheshei l'kulan the lomati shavapruta l'chol chad el ayide she'ela. Impossible to say that every one of them owns it because there's so many Jews. One sukkah, all the Jews spread it all out. Divide the value of it to every Jew is going to be less than a shavapruta. Clearly, nobody here is owning this. The only way it's being used is if it's being borrowed and it's not theirs. So, what does that tell you? All the Jews are allowed to sit in one sukkah, and that's fine. V'rabanan, hi lecha, my darshim. What are you going to do with the fact that the pasuk says that you should sit in the, by the sukkah? It says lecha, chag sukkah, stas lecha. What are you going to do with the word lecha? It says mibay lelamute gzula. He's coming to say that it's coming to teach you. It can't be that it's stolen. You can't have the stolen materials made it. When it comes to borrowing it, it says kol ezrach, and therefore we learn from there that you're allowed to go and use such a thing. What does he do with the kol ezrach? Any citizen who can go ahead and can sit there, which sounds like it doesn't have to be theirs. We're talking about a case of a ger that was nisgayer b'intayim. In the meantime, means b'chol shel moed, and a katan shen nisgadol, which means that he ended up getting two sairos during chol moed also, and they was coming to include that if he made the sukkah on chol moed for them, masha ein came b'mechuyev kodem l'chein, Rashi says, k'damar b'liyazer la'el, that they, for them, they're allowed to go ahead and make a sukkah. So the chachamim for Abanan, where do they know this concept that of a ger shen nisgayer, a katan that became a gadol that he can sit in the sukkah? Kevich Amr Osin Sukkah B'chol Shamoid. What do you mean? We already said earlier anyone can make a sukkah on a cholamoid. So it's a chokmah. We don't need a pasuk to say that they too can make a sukkah on a cholamoid. Story time. Tadarabanan. Maisa Rabbi Eloi Shahalach Lahakbil Pinir Rabbi Eliezer Rabbo Belud Beregel. What happened once Rabbi Eliezer went to go visit? Rabbi Eloi went to go visit Rabbi Eliezer, his rabbi in Lud on the Regel. Amrlo, he said to him when he got there. Went to visit him before Yontif, he got there, and he was going to spend the Yontif with him. He says, you're not somebody who did who's shoves, who rested properly on this regal. Rashi says, you didn't sit with your wife for Yontif? That's a problem. He said, I praise the lazy people. Rashi says, even though they're not doing it for the regal that they're staying there, the whole year they're lazy, but now they finally end up being with their wives, because they end up staying there also. Shein Yotzim Yibotim, regal, they don't leave their house, and the siv samachta ato beisecha, and you shall rejoice, you and your family. And so that's a good thing, but it's a bad thing that you came and left. And he says, is that really true? What, you're not supposed to go visit your Rebbe? How do you know a person is chayv to go see his Rebbe on the regel? On Shosh Golem Shanemers, it says, Madua Atolecha say love Hayom Lo Chodesh Vil Shabbos. Why are you going to visit him today? It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. This is talking about the story of the Isha Shunamis, who helped out Elisha whenever he came at a room for her, for him to stay in a nice place. And because of that, he ended up giving a bracha. She should have a child. The child ended up dying. And when it was stopped breathing, so he went to go visit. And Eliyahu ended up coming and saving. Elisha came and saved the baby. I think it's Eliyahu Navi, I'm not mistaken. Anyway, point is that he said to her husband, I'm going to go to visit him. And he says, why are you going there? Her husband says, why are you going? It's not the Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. In other words, you're supposed to go visit on these days. Right? So this is Rashi. He says, shel shenamis kishamelo elcha ve'erutza adisha lukim. I'm going to go visit him and come back. So why are you going? Mechala, what does that tell you? The Bechodesh for Shabbos, Mechayiv inish lakulia pei rabbi. On Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, and certainly in Shalosh Regalim, you go and you visit your Rebbe. So then what are you talking about? He says, you're not supposed to visit the Rebbe. He says, lo kasha, hada azav asabi yomei. The yomei, that's only talking about if you can go visit your Rebbe and come back on that particular day, which if he lives in your city or if you set up an area of the Erev Tchumen to go past that, and you can go and be with your family and be able to see a Rebbe and come back. But what was the story when he was upset at him? That's something when you're not able to do both at the same time, you're not going to be with your family, and that's a problem. As they say, you know what Elul stands for? Ani le'uman ve'ishti levad. Tana Rabbanan, another story time. Maisa Rabbi Lezer Shavas by Galil Elyon. One time he went to go to a place on Galil Elyon. The Gemara is going to ask, Rashi says, hold on one second, how did you go and leave? What's going on over here? What are you going to leave if you said you should be staying home? So we know he obviously left his house. He lived in Lud and he went to Gilil Elyon. B'sukasa shel Yochanan bar Eloi b'Kisari. He went to go visit the sukkah of Rabbi Yochanan bar Rabbi Eloi in Kisari. V'armer lo b'Kisarion. Some say it was in a place called Kisarion. Okay. V'yagia chamel l'sukkah. When they were sitting in the sukkah, what happened was is that the sun started approaching. So Amr lo Rabbi Yochanan came and he asked, can I go and can I put a sheet on top of the schach? Rashi says, let's sell shalot shuz pacha shemesh. Mi also misha mosif al ohel arai b'shabbos alo is an iser mosif on ohel arai. Putting on this is going to be an ohel arai. Can you add this on Shabbos? In order to protect you from the sun. And we know that there was already schach that was there, so he's just adding to the schach. Is it okay for me to do that for you? Amalo, he said to him, interesting answer. He says, "Ein lecha kol shevet v'shevet miYisrael shelo ha'amid b'menu shofet." There is no shevet, tribe in the Jewish people that didn't have judges that came from them. Rashi goes through the different shvatim and the different judges. So he basically avoided answering his question. We'll see why in a second. So the son started getting more. He's getting closer to them. So what does he say again? Amalo, he asked again, can I go and put a sheet over? Amalo, he says, there's no shevet in Yisrael. They didn't have the neviim, prophets came out of them. Shevet Yehuda, malachim, kings were appointed through neviim to these people. Rashi says, who's that? Shaul v'David al pishmuel. So again, avoiding his issue. He gia chamen lemargil osav shav v'lezer. The son came and he touched the feet of v'lezer. Not till Yochanan sudden appears aleh. So he just went ahead and he took the sheet and he put it over the sukkah. Hifshil Rabbi Eliezer talisa l'acharav. Rabbi Eliezer threw his clothing, his cloak, his talis. He threw it behind him. V'yatz, and he went out. He left the sukkah. Rashi says shelo rotz lahatir sadaver. Rashi, the Mishnah Shas explains shelo yomru hitir sadaver. No one should say that he's mattering it just by sitting there not saying anything. Lo b'nishe fligu b'dvarim. It's not because of the fact that he actually argued with him at all here. Rather, the reason is he never said something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. He never heard his Rebbe say this, so therefore he didn't say anything. Rashi says, Mashi Yisil Ledavar, Achav Lohi Fligo, Emenu Ledchoso, Shalom Dotoro, Discavinella, Shalom Ledavar. The reason he's pushing off because he didn't hear this from his Rebbe, and he didn't hear this from his Rebbe, so therefore he didn't want to go ahead and say what he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Heichi Avid Achi, the Gemara nonetheless asks the question, says, but still, how did he do this? How could you go and leave and say Sukkahs, you know, Shabbos Sukkahs with Rav Yochanan if you know that you're leaving your house? If I remember the answer, he himself said, Ein Yotzim B'Sukkah L'Sukkah, you're not supposed to go from one Sukkah to another Sukkah. What's going on over here? Answers the Gemara, don't worry about it. It was a different regel. It wasn't Sukkahs, regel Acharava. It was a different regel, and that's where he went. Rashi says, Kegon Atzeres was like Shavuos, and they were sitting in a sukkah, Mishum Avir, because of the nice air. They should enjoy themselves sitting outside. If I remember Eliezer, he himself said, Mishabeach Nias Atzlanim, another thing. First he said, you can't go from sukkah to sukkah. So we answered that. It wasn't sukkahs. He said, but he says, Mishabeach Nias Atzlanim, I praise the lazy person, Shein Yotzim Mibatein Beregel. They don't leave for any one of the Shal Shugalim. What's going on over here? Says Gamar, no, relax. Shabbos Havai. It wasn't even, it was a mistake the way the story was told. It wasn't of the Shal Shugalim. It was a regular Shabbos. And Shabbos, you are allowed to go. This is Nishkana Prab. Why does he just learn it out from his own halacha? We see that he speaks out a similar concept in another mesechta, another idea, and therefore he should be able to say himself and bring out the halacha. Why is he saying he doesn't answer what he learns from his rabbi? We know that he says in Mesechta Shabbos, Nav Kof Chafei, as we're going to see in a minute, a particular halacha clearly coming from his rabbi. So just draw an analogy between the two and then answer it over here as well. Rashi says, let him just say, Shalo tifshat al sadan, you shouldn't do it. To asr lahosif al olarai. It's asr to add on to an olarai. The Tanaj, we learned in a Mishnah. Pekakachalon. Pekakachalon means a window shutter. So which you're using in order to go ahead and cover over a window, an open window. And Eliezer Omer, he says, Bizman shakash v'taloi, at a time when it's hanging and it's attached and, I mean, it's there the whole time. It's always there, and it's just attached to it by a string. So then, in the case like that, poking boy, you're allowed to go ahead, and you're allowed to close up the window with it. Rashi says, "Kevin de mesukin ve'omid lekach." That was therefore ein ze lo bona ve'lo mosif. It's not called bona. It's not called mosif. That's what it is. It's like closing a window and opening a window. It's not bona. It's not so said. No issue. Vim la, but if it's not hanging there, right, which means that it's either it's hanging there, but it's lying on the floor, or it's not hanging there altogether, it's just next to it. So then, what's going to be the din? Rashi says that in book says Gemara in lav in booking bow you can't be doing such a thing. Why? Because it's mosif who al simus ol. It's considered mosif, and that would be a problem. The chacham say benkach bokigen. In both cases, you're allowed to go and put a pakak. It's not a problem to go ahead and to close it up. It's just a rise, so there's no issue over here. So we see Eliezer over there says it's usser. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Say that it's usser. Why is it that he wasn't willing to answer the question? Beep, turn the page. Chaf ches amad aleph. Answers the Gemara. Hasam hu demevatel. Aval. Hacha de lo mevatel. Lo. But over here, the not mevatel, the not. Vos is dos. What does this mean? Rashi explains as follows. Over there, it's considered like the window itself. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. When you go ahead and you close it off, it's like you're closing it up in a way that you want it to stay there and close up the area. Even though you may go again, open up in the future, the point is that you're closing it off, and that's an issue of Mosif. But over here by the sheet, Anan Sahad, everyone knows, Zilumavatale Lagabe Sukkah, you're not going to leave it there. It's not going to be considered Batal. Vasofa Litlo, in the end, you're going to go take it from there. Hilkach Lo Pshita, therefore, it may not be considered like Mosif. And therefore, maybe you can't compare the two cases. And Lo Pshita Lerabi Eliezer Lahavi Mosif, it's not Pashatim that it is an issue of Mosif. And therefore, really, it might be okay. But again, he didn't know. Since he didn't know, he was being Machmir, and he got up and he walked out. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.